broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where anybody can be one of the fellas.
Where the fuck you been?
What?
They can't be fellas know, if we don't put out shows.
I know. Where the fuck you been, Victorious?
No, me. No, not him. You, bro.
Me? What the fuck are you talking about? No, didn't you see the comments from last week? When I don't know who posted that we weren't having a show.
All right, hold on.
They try to accuse me of having a tattoo.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially. Oh, wait.
What the fuck? Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man. You need to start coming more, man.
How many times a day do you come, bitch?
No, wait. No, not that.
Fucking Derek.
To the show.
He said Derek is like Walter Cronkite. He has all the important questions.
Man.
You know what, man? I'm not coming as much anymore, bro. I'm an unfucked unsullied, right?
Yeah, we can see that.
It's continued.
We can see.
And it's becoming more and more of a problem where I need to substitute that with something.
What?
With pain.
With okay.
Pain. Wait, explain that to us.
Hence, you know, the tattoos on my leg.
Oh, I see.
You know, because I think I'm going insane because I'm not being fucked.
I see.
So I'm not being fucked, but I'm not fucking.
I get it. So you need to be penetrated like
some way or
thousands
another.
Thousands and thousands of times.
And that'll add up to maybe two sexual encounters.
What the fuck?
Do you somehow climax while you're on the table?
You know what I do when I get home?
Wait.
What? This shit is getting really weird.
No, I'm saying there's some people that get some kind of satisfaction.
Yeah, arousal, man.
Arousal while they're, you know, getting tattoos. And we're not talking about places like women. Women usually get a sexual arousal while they're getting a tattoo.
Fuck, that's crazy.
And it's not around their pubic area. It's just in general, like on their back or on their arm. Right. So, like, that's why I asked him. Like, maybe he gets some kind of sexual pleasure by
it. Well, here's a great thing about, you know, where I go and get my tattoos done. Ah. My tattoo artist is a female.
Whoa.
She's, you know, she's pretty hot.
Starting to make sense, Victoria.
Yeah. She's a girl.
She's a girl. A real live girl.
Real live girl. No shit. Right.
That's why he keeps going back.
I think
you know,
so, too.
She's pretty fucking sexy. She's tatted up, fucking, but nice tatted up. She wears low-cut fucking blouses when she tattoos me. And yes.
But I got a problem with the location of your tattoo.
What is the problem?
If you have a girl that's wearing low-cut shirts, wouldn't you rather have her tattooing your chest?
Well, that's coming up.
Okay.
I mean, you're getting ahead of me, bro.
Okay, I'm just saying. You get a pretty close view if she's tattooing your chest and your arm or something like that.
You might as well have her tattoo your face, bro.
No.
Hey, that's, you know what?
Your forehead.
You know what? You know what, Victorious?
You may be onto something.
I know, man. I may have to do that shit. But you know what? The plan is to do, you know, I'm gonna finish my leg. Mm-hmm. And then I do have tattoos on my chest, on my right side of my chest.
You do.
But I need to extend it out. So, yes, I will be chesting her.
Is it going to look anything like the Rock's tattoo, like that extends all the way to the middle of his chest?
No, because I don't have the pecs like that.
Okay. But you're working out.
Mine is more of a solid looking kind of like a A-cup titty.
No, don't say that.
They're gonna look like a fluffy mountain.
No, don't say that.
It'll be all right.
Oh man.
But you know, yeah. Again, to the listeners, you know, to the people.
The people.
I apologize. It was Barlow's fault that you know we didn't record last week.
Well, not only was it your fault, it was your choice.
Yeah, because we moved from Monday to Wednesday.
Right, and then he said like, oh, I totally forgot. I have an appointment today for my tattoo.
Right.
I was like, all right, well, cool, man. Go take care of your stuff. Don't worry about it. We'll record next week. And then he comes back.
Yeah.
And he says, you know what? My tattoo artist didn't have me scheduled in, but she made some time for me, so I'm going to get a tattoo anyway. I'm like, dude, you could have walked away.
No.
Why not?
Because I was already there.
Okay. He already had the condom on.
I know. Exactly. And the butt plug.
He's like, I was ready, bro.
Shit.
Dude, and then, like he was saying, then somehow it got turned around to it being my fault. And then I start receiving fucking death threats from these fucking degenerates that listen to us.
Thank you, degenerates.
Man, and I'm like, dude, it wasn't my fault. Dude. Like, I have zero tattoos. Zero.
You know what? I'm gonna have to apologize in advance because it's probably going to happen again.
Well, you know it's going to happen
I have,
again.
Like, you know, another 6-7 sessions left.
And you got another leg as well.
And I have another leg.
Right. So for those of you that are interested in making death threats, I will gladly give you guys his address.
It's 555 East.
You make him in person.
Fuck you, Avenue.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
That should be fun.
Was that the Xochimilco?
Yeah.
Yeah. That
was, yeah, you've been there before, huh?
Yeah. No, it's cool down there, man. And then right there, they pull up to next to the boat, and they sell you food and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Mariachi.
Yeah.
Pulls up. Y'all want some songs?
Do they go, we got white pussy, Asian pussy, yellow pussy.
Pussy, pussy, pussy.
That would be cool, huh?
Imagine. Just don't fall off, man.
Oh, I know.
Because I don't think anybody's going to be, like, sober enough to go right. Fish you out, bro.
And that shit may not be that sanitary, bro.
It's not.
You may come out with a fucking third limb.
Oh, shit. Maybe a bigger penis.
Maybe.
He said, like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Why is my penis 8 inches now?
Imagine
it
you
tripled.
And imagine you grow a hand on your penis.
Holy
yeah.
Shit.
Would that be a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a bad thing because last time that I fucking went into some dirty water,
mm-hmm.
like it was, I had leeches all over my body. And then there was like, it was just sucking my blood.
Uh-huh.
And the last one that I found, it was on my penis, bro.
No way.
Oh,
were you wearing tighty whiteys?
I was.
Damn. Yeah. Then you must have been like fucking 14, 15.
I was, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the summer.
But you don't wear glasses, though?
Well, sometimes I do.
The kid in that movie did.
Yeah, well. Wait, what?
Was that that movie where all the other kids were standing by you?
Yeah. It's because we were going to go look for a dead body, bro. And it was right by the railroad tracks. And I was like, all the fucking guys were like, come on, let's just fucking go. So we got our little rucksacks and we got this dude fucking brought a gun. It's fucking
crazy. Oh, fucking Kiefer?
Yes!
I know, fucking Kiefer,
motherfucker,
man.
Bro.
Fucking vampire-ass motherfucker.
And then, like,
oh, wait, he wasn't a vampire in that movie.
So at what point did you guys say, oh, let's stick our dicks in this thing?
Well, no, it wasn't about that, bro. We went into the water because we had to cross this water, and then we started, you know, horse playing, you know, started fucking around. And
was it fucking slap ass?
No, not really. Kind of. And then we just, I guess we were in there too long where the leeches kind of latched on and kind of fucked us up a little bit.
You know? Yeah, that's a fucking movie, Jericho.
I'm sorry, what?
That's a movie.
Yeah, it's called Stand By Me.
That's a movie.
It's from the 80s, man.
No. And then there's this little kid. He was telling a story about how this lard ass fucking just threw up on everybody after one of those pie eating contests.
Oh, shit. I forget about that scene.
Yeah. It was fucking, man. That was the best story I've ever heard, bro.
It's fucking the guy, Sean. I mean, he's from Lord of the Rings.
Who, like, lard ass?
Rudy.
Sure.
He's in that movie, isn't he?
No, he's not.
Oh, that's not him?
No.
Oh, he's what? The other Corey. Yo, oh, one
the
of
other Coreys, the Feldmans and the...
One of the Coreys is in it. Oh, two of the Coreys are in it.
And then the redheaded guy that was boning the X-Men chick.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
What's his name? O'Connell.
No. Wait. No?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Was he in it?
Yeah, he was a little chubby.
He was the
chubby
kid.
Is he?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
He was the one with the story.
Oh, that's right. All right.
Damn, that was a great fucking movie.
And then the guy with the glasses, he fucking pretended to drown in the swimming pool.
Yeah. And then
the lifeguard saved him, the blonde chick, and then he kissed her.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right? And then he had, like, the leeches in his shorts.
Yeah.
Okay, now you're confusing the shit out of me.
Oh, wait, that's a sad line.
This is Ramon
Steph Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas.
What else you want to talk about?
You know what? I have a fucking rant too.
Oh my god, here we go.
Fucking Victorious, bro. Aside from, you know, making us lose our episode last week.
Wait. That wasn't his fault. It was your fault.
No, it wasn't. I don't know what you're talking about. That was a different segment. That was a totally different segment.
Our listeners are very impressionable, bro.
You know what? They have low attention span. I'm sure they forgot. We just reminded them that there was a segment where we stated that it was my fault.
Well, not only that, I don't think they could differentiate the voices here, man.
That's true. They don't even know. You know, right now, hey, you know what? I'm totally gay, and my name is Victorious.
No, that's not.
Bitch, people are gonna think I'm gay.
Right.
Oh no. Okay, that's Bartles. Bartles, say hello.
Hello.
Oh, please. Talk like you regularly talk.
Hola, ¿cómo están todos? Okay. Bienvenido al capítulo de Pregúntale a los Muchachos.
What the fuck? Not even close.
Dude, we still get listeners that like will send, like, oh, that's totally Victorious. I'm like, no, I think you're talking about Barlow.
Yeah, they mix us up.
They mix you guys up all the time.
Really? Everybody. They mix everybody up.
And when Shormal was here, it was like a roundabout. Like, everybody was everybody.
Shut
like,
the fuck up.
They didn't know who we were.
Right, because we may be the only show that doesn't introduce ourselves, but.
Exactly.
But
we never have.
Apparently, we have listeners, and we shouldn't be fucking introducing ourselves every fucking episode, right?
Well, it'd be easier if they knew what we look like.
Ah.
And, you know, like, they can hear our voices, and then it's easily recognizable.
You know, you only know what I look like if you're a chosen one.
That's true.
That is true.
Yeah, no, that's accurate.
Totally accurate.
You know what? You've put your picture out there in Instagram, right?
Have I?
They kind of know what you look like.
Oh, that's right. You know what I did put? And they know kind of what you look like too.
A little bit. I have a picture up there, and then I have my sunglasses. I have my hand like with a cigar covering my face. But for the most part, they can see what I look like.
Nice. And for Victorious,
nobody wants to know what I look like.
All they need to know is that he's a fucking dark ass Mexican. A tall, dark ass Mexican
with the goatee.
Well, he's looking more and more like Isai Morales from La Bamba.
Yeah, dude, my hair's growing.
Yeah,
I gotta get a haircut, man.
No, just grow it out, bro. And then just get a motorcycle too.
What? No. I'm afraid of a motorcycle.
I know.
I don't think I would get one.
Why? Because what it'll do to you?
Yeah, it'll turn me into an animal.
He'll be like,
I'd be terrified, bro. I would be terrified of like crashing.
He'd be telling his wife, like, you're not my first or my last.
Is that before or after I punch her?
No, don't punch her. Please don't punch her.
She's like, why'd you punch me? I said, go ahead.
You're like, I got a motorcycle. It's okay.
It's okay. It's not illegal anymore. They had me sign the contract. Yeah. Says I would beat my wife every other day.
That's why you got a 12-pack of wife beaters.
Right? They're crisp, bro.
Brand new.
Shit, man. Oh, shit. Man, that movie was a fucking mess. But no, I'd be terrified to have a bike, man. It's just like you see like the accidents. Like it looks fun, like when people are driving like quick, but fuck, I would be terrified to get into a car accident at that speed. And
I mean, it only takes one mistake and you're fucking
and you're done.
Yeah. Well, I gotta tell you something, man. When I broke my ankle.
Oh shit, another movie.
No, it's when I broke my ankle that week.
Oh, okay.
That Sunday, we went to the Citadel and we saw this fucking nice ass bike, and I think it was only like $4,000, right? Mm. They were just trying to get rid of it because they didn't have that much miles on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, man, you know what? I want one. And she's like, all right. Because since we got married, I've been trying to get a bike.
Right.
She's like, nope, you're not getting a bike. You're going to fucking get into an accident. I seen how you drive.
Right.
She's like, the best I can do is a Huffy.
Well, this motherfucker was 12. He didn't even have a fucking driver's license.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's true.
Can he get what was that one that everybody wanted? Denali?
No, Dinos.
Dino. Can
Dino.
Get a, yeah, a Dino.
Oh,
Dino.
Man.
The
I still
GT,
got a
the
Dino.
GT Dinos.
I got the GT,
yeah,
but I never
GT,
got the
not
Dino.
The Dino.
Oh, man. So, like, you know, but slowly I got one of those, what do you call that? A gateway motorcycle, right?
Okay.
I got a little bird scooter.
Okay. Bird's the word.
Bird's the word.
Nice, nice. So, yeah, you can rev those puppies up.
And next, I was trying to get a Vespa, you know, trying to ease her into it. But she said yes to the motorcycle.
Damn.
It went a little crotch rocket, so it wasn't a Harley. It was a crotch rocket, right?
Okay.
And she said, all right, yeah, all right. And I'm like thinking, like, dude, she softened up. I'm going to finally get a bike.
But you,
And then that following Saturday, I broke my ankle and it was over. And then in my head, I was like, I think God saved me from fucking killing myself. Because I would have totally been a speed demon on that fucking thing.
So this is a true story.
This is a true story, yes.
You were actually going to buy the bike and actually learn to ride the bike.
Yes, I still don't have a motorcycle license.
He's like, no, I just wanted the bike.
No, I wasn't going to keep it on my lawn. Dude. No, I was actually going to ride it, man.
Shit. What if you found out that she only said yes because she upped your insurance? Your life insurance.
And she's like, God damn it.
Well, I don't have life insurance.
Oh.
Bullshit.
That you know of. That every day I put a little bit of poison.
Hey, did you know that you could put a life insurance on anyone?
Really?
Yeah, like I could go to that lady from across the street and put a life insurance on her. As long as I pay for it, I can insure her.
And name yourself the beneficiary?
Exactly.
What?
And I'm not sure if she has to sign off on it. I think I can just, you know, take an insurance out on anybody.
No, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't work that way?
No, Jerry.
What?
I heard that.
She still has to sign for it.
Really?
Yeah.
What if I trick her, though?
You can do that, but as long as there's a signature, a wet signature from her, not wet from her pussy.
Okay.
that's a nasty motherfucker.
And she's like, whoop.
Because you can trick anybody. And truthfully, she doesn't have to pay a dime, right?
Right. So, as long as someone's paying the
premium.
The premium.
And yeah. I can just give her a box of chocolates and say, hey, sign here and you can have this box of chocolates. Uh-huh. And I'll insure her. And then she's going to die.
Yeah.
And then I cash out whenever she dies. It's fucking awesome.
But I guess as long as you make the agreement, and if you're like, you know what, when you die, I'll take care of your burial cost and I keep the rest.
Oh, you mean actually tell her the truth?
Possibly. Or or what? Look, what lie would you use to get her signature?
He just said it. Wait. I'm going to give her a box of See's candies.
And said, just sign here.
Oh, just sign here. Fuck, I missed it. I was trying to think of my question. I was like, damn, I fucking missed it.
But you're right, though. Like, I'll take care of everything. I'll make sure that everything is taken care of after you're dead. And, I take a life insurance and make some money. She's not going to lose anything.
You know what's crazy about that? That how legit that sounds, because people die poor and they can't get buried correctly, you know, the way that they want to, because some people, they want to be buried, they don't want to get cremated. So if you tell her, hey, you know what, you're 102, I know you're gonna die very, very soon, well, let's
wow. That's a little
you know, right. Reality is you're going to die, right?
Right.
So do you have money for burial and all this shit, blah 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 blah. And then she tells you, no. Okay, well, let's put out a life insurance for you. Mm-hmm. A 10-year life insurance. Because with those, you don't normally need a physical or anything.
Right. Just do the term, yeah. Right.
Boom. Yeah. $50,000 policy, $100,000 policy. Probably cost you like, shit, what, 50 bucks a month, 100 bucks a month?
Exactly.
I don't know. She's 102, bro. First, you're gonna have to find somebody that's going to insure her.
You'll find somebody.
I mean,
it'll be a high premium.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
But, you know, she's 102, so, you know,
it's almost certain, bro.
Unless that bitch lives to fucking 120 and shit.
not a dude.
Okay, so the 10 years are about to be up, and this bitch is not dying.
God damn it.
What are you doing?
Antifreeze, bro.
No.
Oh, wait, what was the question?
Yeah, like how are you going to take care of it? That's the question.
Well, I mean, I just said it. I'm sticking to it. It's undetectable. They can't. I mean, when she dies at 102, they're not really going to do an autopsy on her. You know, it's a waste of money.
You can't detect antifreeze?
You can if you do an autopsy.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, the truth is, it was a bet, right? You put an investment out there, and if it didn't pan out, it didn't pan out.
She
outlived the life insurance. So, I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it. I'd just be like, fuck, I've made a bad bet.
Because how much? I wonder how much the policy would be, like, or the premium.
It has to be
$250, maybe $300
a month. Yeah, I think so.
That's like 30 grand, bro, that you're going to lose in 10 years.
Yeah, but
the possibility of the payout is $100,000, right?
I know.
So
That's a gamble.
It's a gamble, but.
Well, you don't go in it by yourself. See?
You get some people?
You get some people in. You know, you create this kind of a they call them a Ponzi scheme.
Oh, my God.
You know, you're the one at the top. You bring in two people.
Yeah.
If they bring in two more people, that's four people.
Nice.
You know?
You know what?
Tell them, hey.
Hold on. Is this one of those patent pending type of
patent pending, patent pending, copyright infringement? Oh, no, patent pending, copyright pending.
Dude, but I would, you know what? I would want a crazy ass motherfucker in our pyramid, bro. Like I would want somebody that would be willing to kill her.
No.
Yes.
No. We're all going to jail.
No.
Yes.
No, because he killed her.
Because then we kill him.
What the fuck?
Right?
He said, we did a good deed. No, you can't kill him.
Oh. So how do we get rid of him?
You don't.
No, because he's the outlier, bro. Haven't you seen the fucking movies? There's always that one that's going to tell on everybody. He's going to fuck it up because he's just going to go. You know how you tell people, all right, here's $100,000. Don't go spending it. Fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But this motherfucker that killed the lady that we wanted him to kill goes out and has a $20,000 cocaine party.
Oh, my
and
God.
And he has fucking $20,000 worth of hookers.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like the FBI is there fucking wondering, oh, how'd you get this money, buddy?
I know, right?
But look, it's but you like you got it legally because you didn't kill her.
No, he killed her. Whoa. But he was killing her. In your name, though.
Not in your name. You're not hiring him. That's why I said you get somebody that's fucking crazy, and I'm going to add stupid.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know, because this dude in itself, you know, you play the part, and you're like, fuck, man. Like, she's gonna outlive the 10 years, man. We're not gonna make any money.
Oh, but, so you kind of like...
You plant the seed.
Plant the seed.
Wait, but he's in the group.
He's part of the group, but no, he's crazy.
We're all going down, bro, because it's called... A conspiracy, bro. Now it's part of a fucking racketeering group that's trying to kill her to fucking cash out on life insurance.
Damn, you set him up.
We're going up, bro. We're in racketeering now.
So you're telling me that you guys wouldn't be able to set him up or let him set himself up?
No, it can't. Because somehow there's going to be a way that the insurance company is going to weasel out of that.
Because they're going to say that, she was murdered versus...
Yeah.
But would they do that? Would they waste the time on a 102, 105-year-old person?
Not if he does it right.
Ah, there you go.
See, that's where the antifreeze comes in. Right? Going back, full circle.
Hey, what up, what up? This is Mason King. You're listening to Ask the Fellas.
Medium tick, it ain't too long and it ain't too thick. Before I take off my jeans, you better lower your expectations, please. For medium tick, it won't blow your mind, but it'll do the trick. And if history shows, it'll be over quick. My adequate plan, forgettable medium tick. Oh, I'm gonna break it down for you now, boys. I'm breaking it down. Sneak you past my parents' room. Let's do it up against the fridge, cause it's the only appliance that rhymes with average. I can't believe you let me do this. I hope my weird little balls don't ruin it. It's not the size, it's how you use it. I promise to go down on you if I should lose it. My semi-soft medium dick. Smaller and it'll be a tragedy. Any bigger and I wouldn't be doing comedy. Medium dick, medium dick, medium, medium, my medium, medium dick. My so-so, no frill, stock standard medium dick, baby.
Cherokee.
What? That was funny.
How did you find my show?
What?
That's he said, that's my anthem, bro.
I know.
Bro, that's a perfect fucking song.
See, he said, every time I meet a girl, I make sure to play that for
that's
her.
The first, that's the last song we play before we get out the car.
He said, girl, listen to this.
Listen, because you're not talking about your small dick. You're just saying,
right. Medium dick is not small.
I know, because there's never any talk about a medium dick. It's always either small or large.
Exactly.
Right?
So, right. What about the medium dick?
Right. What about the medium dick?
They're always neglected, bro.
What the fuck, dude?
That's like the middle child, right?
Exactly.
There you go, the middle child syndrome.
You know what? You're right.
That's exactly what it is.
I am a middle child.
I am a middle child.
You are as well. Yeah. See,
I am not a middle child, and I was still neglected.
You were the last child. That's
yeah, I was
worse.
The baby. I was the baby.
Of
yeah.
course, this motherfucker had to throw in there that he has a large dick.
That's right.
How did he this song does not apply to me.
Wait, how did you even get that from me being fucking neglected as a child?
Because you were indignant. You're saying, I am not a medium child.
He said my big dick kept me company? What the fuck?
Oh, before we move on, indignant, please. Please explain.
Oh, I'm sorry. Indignant.
Yeah, explain that to me, man.
Come on.
What do you mean? Well, I don't have any.
I can try to break it down. Dignity.
Yes.
Okay, it has to do with dignity.
A little bit, yes.
Use it in a sentence, please. This is a fucking country of origin. Oh, fuck.
You were a little bit offended. How's that?
Offended.
It's a little bit of an easier word.
All right. Yeah, a little bit. I'm a little bit offended. But anyway, let's get back to medium dick, man.
Yeah, man. Let's talk about the fucking long-lost penis of the world. The medium dick, bro.
The medium dick, bro.
That's the fucking best one, man. Mm-hmm. Okay? The big dick.
Right.
That shit's going to fucking hurt. I'm told.
That shit. He's like, that shit hurts.
That shit hurts. I am told.
No, yes. And some women are scared of the big dick.
Yeah, and they're scared of the big dick. Mm-hmm. And you know, and it's dark usually, right?
Exactly.
I mean, because, you know, they say the black dudes are always the big ones, right?
Is that what they say?
That's what they say. But you know what? When I watch porn, I like watching the white guys instead of the black guys. I don't know why.
But you know what? Those porn
you
guys.
You like watching the black guys? I'm like, wait a minute.
I'm like, hello? 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 Marty? Marty?
McFly?
McFly?
But why the white guys, though?
I don't know, man.
You just don't know.
I just don't know.
It's just, I don't know. It's just not exciting, I guess.
Yeah.
What's not exciting?
I'm intimidated by the black penis, I guess, you know?
True. You know, those are like monster fucking dicks, right?
Right, yeah.
They're not even big dicks. They're just monster fucking.
Fucking serious monstrosities.
Fuck, bro.
What the hell?
I remember when we had our friend, Picky.
Yes.
Oh, and we saw her porn.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And this guy was named Jake Steed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And that guy is not the largest.
No, but that penis.
I mean, I would call him a steed.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
He lived up to the fucking name.
Right. That day, all of us decided that we weren't gonna have a chance with Picky, bro.
Yeah. Bro, no, we weren't even gonna try.
No,
and we needed a song for medium.
Is it that was before the medium dick song? Right?
Listen, our friend Picky. Uh-huh. When we say she was a pro, we don't mean that she was a professional actress. She was a professional dick taker, bro.
She took it, bro.
And sucker.
Right. Yes.
Fuck.
But
her fucking BJ fucking work was fucking amazing.
Okay.
A+.
Okay. But when she was actually taking the dick.
Yeah.
It seemed like she had been there before and back.
She never even fucking flinched, bro.
No, bro. She was like,
I'm like, if Jake Steed is not making her flinch,
yeah.
We stand no fucking chance.
No chance, bro.
Her cervix is fucking. Her cervix. Normally, the cervix is like 6 inches inside, right?
Right.
Her shit was fucking up and then fucking in her intestines,
because honestly, the dude had to be, what, 10 inches maybe?
Fuck no, 12, bro.
12?
Probably 12.
He was a foot.
Fuck.
He is a foot.
And you said he's not the largest?
Have you seen those other porns? Like, we're talking about massive.
Nah,
fucking.
But the ones that are called monster dicks, they're fake dicks. They're not real dicks.
Well,
we're not talking about the fake ones. Though you can tell those are real.
Those are real, really fake.
See, okay. Jake Steed, you know, we're talking a lot about dicks today, so I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But I mean, you know what? I bet you these degenerate motherfuckers that listen to us, they know who Jake Steed is.
They have to.
And they probably seen the fucking porn.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway. Jake Steed was long,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't really, really girthy.
He wasn't girthy.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's one thing. But, man, he was going all the way in.
Right.
12 inches going all the way in.
Right.
Her, and she was like, oh, oh.
Yeah, she was taking it, bro.
Fuck.
Like, I don't know.
Her facial expressions did not do what I thought she was going to do with taking that big-ass dick.
Right.
Yeah, and then I knew. I was like, you know, if I try to put my medium dick inside of her, it'll be a lot of air going in there.
You're going to be, like, fucking queefing, Marilyn. Yeah. No, that was very discouraging. I remember that because I thought she was a cute girl and shit, and I was like, man, none of us have a chance.
Damn,
like,
man.
Not after that, bro. Like,
damn,
she took it like a fucking champ, didn't even flinch.
God.
You know, and it's... It's like, dude, and she didn't even fake it.
No, she didn't. It was disheartening, bro. Because we thought, we all thought she had a chance. Because she was really nice to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really sweet. She gave us hugs. And,
nice,
you know,
nice girl.
You never knew. You know what? What if she hugged us the day after she got fucking fucked by Jake Steed?
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, dude.
But you know what? It was the hug of affection because,
right.
You know,
she was fucking nice.
Because, like, Jake Steed, no affection there, bro. That right. dude totally fucking ruined her.
He was a fucking, he was a Viking. He was a fucking.
He just conquered that
he
shit, bro.
He fucking conquered the shit out of
our hugs were, like, of warmth and love, you know, compared to what he
medium,
gave her.
Medium dick hugs.
Medium dick
hugs. See, somebody with a medium dick wouldn't do that to you, man. That's the thing. Yeah, no, that was a kind of tough, man. Like, I don't know who told us or how we found out that she made like $2,000 for that fucking scene.
Mm-hmm.
Man, selling your fucking dignity for $2,000.
Hey, she needed to pay for school, bro.
Yeah.
She did, bro.
Imagine if she was growing up during this fucking OnlyFans era.
Oh,
she could have made a lot of money.
She would have cashed in, man.
Yeah. And she fucking ruined her life for $2,000.
I know.
But we don't know if she ruined her life.
I wonder what she's doing now.
Well, find out, motherfucker.
I've looked her up. I can't find her.
It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
Well, you know, we can't ignore this anymore.
What is that?
You know, the medium dick.
Okay.
We got to give it its proper fucking, you know, it deserves attention.
I see what you're saying.
You should make t-shirts, bro. Medium dick matters. Right?
Hey, copyright patent pending.
Hell yeah, do it.
Shit.
No, you're right, though.
It does, man. Because, you know, again, like we said, you know, big dicks get attention.
Mm-hmm.
Little dicks don't. But they're always in the fucking news,
no,
right?
Wait, hold on. No, little dicks actually do get attention. There's dick shaming. Have you guys heard of
that?
Well,
yeah, dick shaming.
Yeah, so they get their...
But that's not the kind of attention you want,
right.
though.
But they love it.
Do they?
Yeah, I think they do. They
do they?
They like getting shamed by women.
Ah, those are those sick fucks, though.
Oh, those are the ones that had their penises are like... Just like a little bit larger than for the fucking clit, right?
Yes, right. Like you don't know whether he's
micro penis.
Yes, you don't know whether he's hard or not. It's like it's kind of weird.
Yeah, but that's a micro penis, not a fucking small dick.
But
though,
they
right?
still love that shit, though. They love the attention that the humiliation from a woman.
Oh, fuck that shit.
It's weird, right?
Hell no. Like, you think those are sick motherfuckers?
They are. Yeah.
Let's go back to the medium dick.
Right. Let's focus.
We need like an ad campaign.
Ooh.
You know, medium dick. Mm. Medium dick here. Mm-hmm. Medium dick is good and it won't hurt you.
That's it, right? That's the fucking slogan for the win.
Uh-huh.
See, there's already a fucking song, bro.
Yes, that's a great start.
Right.
Because he said some, I forgot what the words that he was saying.
Because he wasn't paying attention.
Like, oh, it doesn't apply to me. So I checked out.
He's like, play the large dick song by the black guy.
He's like, by Drake.
He's like, big old dick.
Big old dick.
Big old dick. Will hurt your guts and it'll make you sick. Big old dick.
Hey, Victoria.
I may be onto something.
I think this motherfucker sung this song before.
You know what? He needs a t-shirt.
Big old dick. It'll hurt your guts.
It'll make you sick.
Copyright patent pending. Fuck you, degenerate motherfuckers. But you know what? Again, you know, we're
losing the medium dick again.
You see how programmed we are, where we go back to the big dick and we go back to the little dick, and we forget about the medium dick.
I know, man. It's like the middle child again.
Yeah. So how do we put attention to the fucking medium dick?
Well, do we really want to call attention to ourselves like that, though?
You know what? You're right. Because you know what? Because we are the fucking missing links when it comes to your vagina.
Exactly.
And when you realize it and you finally date a medium dick guy, you realize, holy shit, this is all I wanted.
Exactly.
The guy is nice.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking gives me attention.
Right.
He fucking hugs me and it feels like a really nice hug.
Right.
And he fucking buys me a house.
Mm. And he's not out there cheating.
He's not out there cheating unless there's another girl that wants medium dick.
Right. Which not right. There's not a lot.
There's not a lot. So
she's like, "Won't cheat on you, girl. I'll be faithful."
And the only reason there's not a lot is because there, in reality, yeah, there are a lot of medium dick guys.
Right. So there's dime a dozen. Is right. That what you're saying?
Dime a dozen.
It's a lot, man. Everybody's putting attention to the big dick.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but see, but like a medium dick can still do work, though.
Of course.
They can. We can. They can provide pleasure.
Yes.
Yes.
That's the thing. Like on a normal vagina that's not picky, you can do it.
Right. Yes, because the cervix is only 6 inches from the fucking, from the entry.
And it starts at 3, by the way.
Right.
Oh.
It gets larger as the time goes on. As,
no wonder, you know, that one time when I had sex with that one girl, it hurt.
Wait, it hurt her?
It hurt her.
What the fuck?
Oh, yes, it gets longer as intercourse goes on.
Okay, okay. Yes. She was like 4'11", but.
What the fuck?
She was fucking 21, okay?
I know, I was like, wait a minute.
She was 21. It was in college. So, again, you know, we won't hurt you.
Right.
You know, our penises will fucking touch the cervix and it will make it feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
But we won't hurt you.
But the G spot's only like 2-3 inches in. Like it's right there.
Yeah, it's right there.
Hey, and you want for medium dicks? You know what we do? We perfect our finger craft and our tongue action craft.
There you go.
Bam! High five, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
How about both at the same time?
Oh, there you go.
Bro.
That's where we come in. Yeah. You know, we like, okay, Ari, you want to come? All right.
I got you,
girl.
Listen. Listen, medium dick.
Yes.
It's kind of like the
fuck you, Victorious.
No, hey, I'm your number one fan, bro.
No, I'm just saying, look, listen. Medium dick is kind of like the Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Right.
Is it Goldilocks?
Yeah, yeah. That's the nursery rhyme, yeah.
Right. She goes in and, hey, this is too small. And then she goes on the big one and is like,
you know what?
This is too big.
Hold on. Let me laugh a little bit.
So stupid.
I need a laugh break. Because that was magic.
Yeah, that is. That's a great comparison.
It is, bro.
Hey, copyright patent pending. Fuck that shit. You know what? We got to make a t-shirt. With the three beds. And somehow we incorporate.
Medium dick.
Medium dick in there somewhere.
You're like, it's just right. That's it right there. Medium dick.
It's just right.
Yes. Copyright pen pending. Motherfuckers.
Man, y'all motherfuckers can be rich.
I know. Holy shit. If only Jericho would fucking come through.
I'm sorry, man. I'm busy.
God damn it.
After the episode, we're just like,
yeah. All right. Go on with, Goldilocks.
I was just saying, bro. You guys said it all already, man.
It's just right.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question.
What, we got a listener?
Yes, sir. That was fucking terrible.
Come on.
That is the reason we don't have listeners.
Because it doesn't matter anymore.
No, it matters, bro.
Because apparently we do.
People love it, man, when you say that.
People? What people?
The people.
What? We got listeners?
Come on, Barlow's do it just right.
What did this motherfucker just do?
I don't know, man.
We talking about medium dick, man. Do it.
No.
Do it con ganas, fool.
We have listeners, man. We do have listeners.
Yes. We ain't got no listeners,
we
bro.
We got listeners, bro. Yes. We got listeners.
Bullshit.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. All right. So the listener question comes from a lady fella, man.
Hey, hold on. How far is your cervix in?
Who, mine?
Yeah.
I don't know, bitch. I haven't even started having sex yet. Stupid ass. Shut up, bitch. Oh, shit. All right, so she was invited to a second date,
mm-hmm.
Right? The guy pays for dinner. And then after dinner, he's like, oh, well, maybe we should go, let's go to a bar or something, right?
Okay.
So they go to a fucking bar, and they're at the bar, and they order fucking drinks.
Mm-hmm.
The dude does not reach for his wallet. So she's like, well, I guess he's not going to pay. So she's like, well, fuck it, I'll pay. And so she paid. She paid for the drinks. And that kind of continued throughout the night.
Wait, what?
Like this motherfucker, he picked up dinner. But once they got to the bar, he wasn't picking anything up. And she's just said, fuck it. I'll just fucking pick it up.
I don't know. Maybe. So, okay. Maybe she jumped the gun. Maybe she was thinking too much into it or.
Right.
Well, you know, we don't know at what point of the night this happened, right? Was it like after four drinks, five drinks, or was it like the first drink where they're asking, "Oh, can we have a credit card to hold the tab open?"
Right. So right. they went to dinner first.
Okay.
And once they hit up a bar after dinner, first drink, like it was initially, like he just wasn't reaching for shit.
Okay.
However, if we visualize it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's just say. Let's visualize it first, and then I'm just going to say what I'm going to say. You order drinks, and then they put the little the receipt in a cup, right. And you're still drinking. At no point is there any rush for you to pay.
Right.
Unless they want you to, like, pay right there and then because you're going to walk away and go sit somewhere else.
But that's what I said. You got to put a card mm-hmm. so they can keep the tab open.
Right. But let's just say, for the sake of this story.
For sure. Okay.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
He was not willing to bring out his card or willing to pay for this, these drinks.
Right.
Is that what?
Well, yeah, that's basically what she was coming from. And, mm-hmm. and she's like, well, the dude wasn't making the effort to pay for the drinks, you know. And at that point, do you think it was wrong for her to expect him to fucking pay? Or was it a nice gesture for her to pay? Like what?
What's the question?
So that was, well, see, and now, because there's question on top of that.
Right.
So the real question is, you know, what should I do? Should I ghost him? Should I send him a Zelle request for a reimbursement?
Hmm.
Or should I give him another shot?
Okay. For sure, no shot.
No shot.
No shot.
I think that was kind of weird, yeah.
Yeah. So no shot for sure. Zelling him, asking for money. Don't do that either.
Mm-mm.
Just fucking and ghosting. I wouldn't ghost. I would say, you know what? I would send him a nice little text message. Hey, you know what? It was we had a good time.
Yeah.
But you know, this is where it ends. This is it. That's it.
Yep.
Right.
I like that.
So the thing is too, like, I haven't been in the dating world in a long time, but I think as dudes, we appreciate like the. Is that effort or the
right.
the gesture? The
yeah,
gesture,
yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The gesture for her to be like, oh, you know what? Like you got dinner. I'm gonna get this. And as a man, I would like to think that we would all be like, nah, don't worry about it. Like we got it.
Right.
I completely agree with Victorious. So you know, at 35.
Oh,
35, of course.
Right.
Yes,
35,
yes,
of course, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little bit more mature than most 35-year-olds.
Right. Yeah.
So
yeah.
For me. I would appreciate the fact that she's offering to put her credit card down, but I wouldn't accept it. I would tell her, hey, you know what? No, you're fine. Put it away. I will put my card down. So I don't know how old this fucking guy is, but if he was older than 35, you know, fucking, you know, being old, like 45.
Right.
Hell nah. Ghost that motherfucker.
Mm.
And hell nah.
And just don't go back.
Yeah. Nah, hell no. No, no fucking way. For me, you know, I'm in a dating world, obviously, right? After like the first date, usually if the girl offers, she's like, hey, you know what? You know, I'll pay for half the meal, whatever the fuck. And I'm like, nah, it's okay. But most of the time now they will insist. They're like, oh, you know what? I'll pay half. We're like, oh. Okay. So not to fight them. You're like, all right, you know what? That's fine. We'll do half the meal.
Yeah.
And if we end up going to a bar and hanging out at a bar, for sure, the bar, the drinks, those are all on me.
Mm-hmm.
I would yeah. never allow for the girl to pay for any of our drinks at, you know, when we go out of a bar.
And I think most of that depends on just the atmosphere and how you guys are really vibing and really hanging out and talking. And if she really is really genuine about it, like, no, I got this. Don't worry. You know, like, no, I got this. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I insist. You let her pay for the drinks. But there's no kind of... There's no obligation on any side for anybody to pay anything if you guys are having a great time.
Right.
You know, just let it be natural. And, of course, if you order drinks, if you say, hey, let's go get some drinks, hey, you invite it. You're the one.
Right.
If the guy says, let's go get some drinks, it's easier for you to pay without, you know, her to feel obligated that she has to pay.
And even for me, even if the girl say, hey, you know what, let's go have a couple of drinks at this bar that I know, blah, blah, blah. Even then, I would still be like, you know what, I'll pay for this shit.
Right.
Okay, question for you guys. Man. So at what point, is there a point where, as a man, you allow a female to treat you?
Once we've been dating for a little while and she's like, all right, hey, you know, honey, or hey, babe, you know, let me treat, I'll treat us for dinner tonight, or I'll treat us for our night out. That's when you do it.
Okay.
Yeah. I think for me, if she says, I have this fabulous restaurant I've always wanted to try, and it's fucking goddamn expensive. You know, like, not even Mastro's is that expensive.
But you're saying, like, after a number of dates, not the first date.
Not the first date, right? And she says, my treat, no problem. You pay for it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care how expensive it is. If she wants to try it and she wants to say my treat, she can go ahead and do it.
Right.
Because I think it'd be a little offensive if I try to pay for that as well. You know? Right.
Yeah.
And see, and going back to, like, the listener, like I get it if she would have been, like, kind of like, you know what? No, like, you paid for dinner. Like, I got it. And she was holding strong to it. You know, and then you respect that and you're like, all right, cool. Like, I appreciate it. Thank you. But for it to go down the way it went down where this fool wasn't even reaching for shit. And it was kind of like one of those things like, well, kind of like where he was almost unspokenly saying expecting, you should expecting that you should pick it up. You know, like I think that's not right.
It's not because it's telling.
Right.
He's basically telling her that she needs to pay for this.
Right.
And like, hey, you want your, you know, what do you call that? Like, I think for now, like when it comes to like the atmosphere of women trying to like be their own boss and kind of like have their own, what do you call that? I don't know.
Feminism?
Like, I guess feminism, right?
I'm like, feminism?
Yeah, sure.
Woman empowerment?
There you go, that. Like, they are actually, you know, a lot of women are in the workforce and they're making their own money. And some of them do get offended if they're not allowed to pay.
Right.
So maybe it's one of those things where he's gotten, backlash.
No.
Like, cause some women get offended if you try to pay for everything. But some women get offended if you try to open the door for them.
Yeah, but you shouldn't make it.
No, those are called dykes.
No.
Here you go. What'd you call me?
What'd you call me, mother?
Nah, but you shouldn't make the situation awkward. I think that's where I have a problem with it. You know, if it was a thing where the female's like, you know what? Like, I appreciate that you paid for dinner. Dinner was $200. Like, I got our drinks. You know, or whatever dinner costs. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been different. But the fact that this dude wasn't even trying to pick it up or there wasn't a conversation.
It just tells you how he's going to be in the future, too.
Right. Like, exactly. it was weird, bro.
Right.
And so icing on the fucking cake, at the end of the night, this dude's like, oh, well, should we get a hotel or are we going back to your place?
Oh, come on.
No. Yes.
No, dude.
Icing on the fucking cake. And it's like, no, motherfucker, nothing's going to happen.
You can get a motel for yourself. I'm going home.
I'm going home.
This guy's bad news, man.
Yeah, it's bad news. Bad news. And yeah, so she's better off, right, ghosting him.
Yeah.
Like, don't give him another fucking shot. Fuck him.
No second date for sure. You can send a text saying, hey, you know what? We had a good time, you know, but that's it.
It was just right.
Hey, this is Pops.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
Look, listen, I don't have a problem with paying for everything on a date, even dates. Like if we're multiple dates, we're 10 dates in.
Yeah.
As long as you can clearly see that she's not trying to take advantage.
Right.
Are we recording this?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
What the fuck? Of course we're recording. What do you think we're doing?
You know, we talk a lot, man. I don't know. I don't know if we were recording it.
We got time to fucking just talk about random shit.
I don't know if this is going to be part of the show.
No.
This is a show.
This is a big-ass red light.
Okay. No.
It says recording.
Oh. Oh.
He's like, oh, that's what that means?
That's what that is?
That's what it means.
I'm colorblind. I never knew that was on. All right. So continuing the listener question then.
Yes.
All right.
But no, there's a lot of girls that they make it really clear that they are, in Spanish they say, they're son interesadas.
Interesadas, yeah.
Right. Like you can clearly see that they're interested in gaining something out of these dates.
Oh, gaining, not enjoying something.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, it could be a free meal. Sometimes they're just hungry, bro. and they just wanted.
What?
No, no, yeah.
No, it's true.
You hungry, girl? Like,
they fuck you, man. Fuck you, motherfucker.
They hungry, man.
It's true, man.
They fucking hungry.
They wanted something for dinner. They're like, hell, let me see who I can call up to buy me dinner.
Let me go on a date.
Yes. You never know. Like, listen, there's a lot of places around here, like where we live.
Yeah.
Like, let's say you live in Long Beach, right? Yeah. On Pine Street. Uh-huh. And you have an apartment there. It's easy for you to just grab it, if you're a woman, to get a date and say, well, let's just go down here to this one restaurant.
Right.
And you get your dinner and says, and you just say, hey, all right, it was nice hanging out with you. Goodbye.
Right.
Right. Man. And she's fed and she masturbates and she goes to sleep.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm Yo, just saying. Man,
having tits and pussy is power, bro.
I know, it a is, bro.
That's power, bro. You if you go hungry and you have tits and pussy, you ain't doing it right. You ain't doing it right.
That's true.
For real. Well, I would never go fuck. If I was a female, I would never go hungry.
Exactly. Victoria is like, I got sexy body.
Yeah, all right. Tits and pussy for days. I'd be like, fuck.
So first he has a big penis, and now he has a fucking sexy ass body as a woman.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Why
you're,
not?
You're full of yourself,
bitch,
bro.
Bitch, just call me Just Right.
Shut the fuck up. And patent pending copyright. I mean, copyright patent pending. But I mean, you're right, bro. You're right. I don't think, you know, in the dates that I've been on, I don't think I've ever been on a date where a woman or I felt that a woman was taking advantage. Mm. It's okay. Always been genuine. It's always been like, you know, well, hey, you know, we're having a good time.
Yeah.
And it's usually, you know, either it's half the time it's either myself, hey, let's go hang out over here after we've had dinner, or the female's like, hey, let's go. You know, let's go do something else. You know, do you want to hang out? Do you want to keep going? Like, all right, let's do this.
Right, right, right.
But I would never, I never allow them to fucking pay themselves, even if they offer. You know, I would fucking fight that as much as I can unless they fucking were like, no, I insist. I got this. Like, all right.
Because let me tell you why.
Uh-huh. Tell us, Jerky.
Listen, like, we've all been out to dinner, right?
Yeah, a couple of times.
And we've all had those days. Okay.
I like three times.
Man, like three times this year.
No, but we've all, like, let's say it's a big-ass table, right? Yeah. And we're all fucking having a good time. We're all eating. Everybody's ordering everything.
Yeah.
Appetizers, drinks, and we're having a great time.
Yeah. What kind of music is on the radio?
Rock en Español.
Yeah, 80s, bro.
80s. Depeche
Mode.
Even better, bro. Ooh,
that's even great. Even better, man. It's a mix of Rock en Español, Depeche Mode.
We're going to be spending some money tonight.
Fuck yeah, bro. We're having a good time.
Yeah.
And then the bill comes.
Uh-huh.
Damn.
All of a sudden, it ain't so much fun anymore. Like, somehow, like, your heart stops. You're like, fuck, now I got to pay for all the shit I ate and drank. It doesn't feel as good as it did, like, you know, an hour ago or, like, even up to two minutes ago.
Once the bill comes,
it's like, fuck. You know what I mean? The food tastes so much better when it feels like it's free.
Oh.
So when we're talking about, you know, a girl and you're whining and dying her,
right?
And she doesn't have to worry about a bill,
mm-hmm.
Her pussy's that much wetter.
Bro. You know what? I'm so sorry.
You didn't know where I was going with
this. You know what? Let's go back 10 minutes.
Doesn't that make sense, though?
It makes perfect fucking sense.
It makes a lot of sense. Yep. So, like, if she doesn't have to worry about it, I think she's that much more in the moment that it's, I'm getting to know this guy, and he's a great time, and, you know, she has a good time. She wants to go home with you.
Right. Rule number one to keep the pussy moist, bro.
That's exactly what it is, man.
That is what it is.
If you're having her pay for that shit, you know, you're drying her out.
Yeah, man. And these modern dudes that don't want to fucking pay for anything because all of a sudden, like, girls think that they fucking, you know, they want half everything.
They take that shit too literal.
Yeah.
You know what's worse? Huh. The fucking dudes that pay it and then complain about it.
Come on.
And they, like, say they're, like, on their fucking way back to the fucking hotel room or back to the go smash. And they're like, man, can you believe how much that fucking bill was?
Fuck.
This, and that.
Oh, to the girl.
To the girl. Like, that's going to dry her pussy right up.
Oh, God damn it. Yeah.
Any negativity is going to dry that shit up.
Yeah, not only that, it's going to feel like fucking sandpaper. Like,
10-point
grit.
It's going to be bad, bro.
Yeah, bro.
That's why you would have been like, man, damn, that bill was so cheap. It was only $8,000.
Nah, just don't even bring this shit up.
You don't talk about it.
You just hope that the pussy is fucking good as soon as you get to that hotel room.
Right. So if the pussy is trash, you like write her a fucking write her a bill.
No. This day and age,
you Zell her.
Yeah, I'm a Zell for bad pussy.
Bad pussy tax.
Hey, copyright patent pending.
The bad pussy tax. Imagine if you could do that shit.
Don't give me bad pussy if I pay for everything.
Fuck, man.
The hell.
That's how you know when a girl is taking advantage of you, bro.
Uh-huh.
Because if you wine and dine a fucking girl.
You're absolutely right, man.
She should put forth the fucking effort to fuck you very good.
You know what? That's probably what Pinky was worried about, right?
What?
That guy probably talked about the bill and started talking shit to her. And that's why she was like,
Hey, I don't give a fuck how expensive that bill was. That bitch should not have been reacting like that.
Right, no.
Like, she should have been like, damn, I got a fucking 12-inch cock in me. She should have been fucking hurting, bro.
And she had room for more.
That wasn't her first fucking rodeo.
Bro. I'm just saying she wasn't showing like any pleasure because she was probably pissed that this motherfucker didn't pay for the fucking dinner. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. He sure gave her the fucking sausage, though. I'll tell you that much. But that's the thing. Like, I think at the end of the day, females shouldn't take advantage of dudes. You know what I mean? Like, right. They should appreciate that a guy is willing to fucking pay for you and take you out and fucking just enjoy life, man. Whether you go fucking eat at a nice steakhouse or whether he takes you to go have fucking tacos, like, fucking enjoy it. And if it's a good time with your dude or whoever you're dating, fuck him good, man.
Yeah.
Man. I would like to say that.
Yeah. And that's what we want.
Yeah. Because women are transparent, bro.
They are. And they're also devious.
They are.
From what I'm told.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that before.
Women will go out on a date, quote unquote, just to go get dinner.
Yeah. And then they call the guy that, you know, that doesn't have the medium dick. Right. And it's 10:30.
Hey. I'm dropping off medium dick. I'll see you in 30 minutes. Shit. Fool me once. All right, fellas, man.
What's up, man?
It's time to get out of here.
What?
No.
How?
Wait, hold on. Wait, whoa.
We didn't even have a show last week.
So what the fuck?
These motherfuckers probably think we were going to put out a 2.5-hour show.
Hell no.
Yeah, that's what they've been waiting for.
Do we get paid for this shit?
No.
Okay, then fuck you, motherfuckers.
Well, you know what? This episode was just
it
right.
It was just right, baby.
And?
What? I forgot my saying.
Oh, my God.
Was it?
That was it. I said his saying.
It was just right. No, I forgot my big old dick song.
Oh, yeah. That's why.
It was a big old dick. Bust your guts and it make you sick. I don't know. Those weren't the lyrics.
Victors, we need to record a song for
you,
bro.
Yeah, we going to make a song. We going to make a fucking song, man.
Copyright patent pending, motherfuckers. And that shit. Fucking big old dick. Bust a gust, but won't hurt too much. Hey, why does he sound black?
You gotta play the part. You gotta play the part.
Yeah, you gotta have to. You can't sing it in an Asian.
You're like a fucking Mexican, bro. You can't.
Holy shit, man! Fun time, fellas.
That was good, man.
Hey, I'm probably missing next week, though.
Oh, come on. Really?
You know what? I'm going to try to schedule my next session like on a Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a great way to start a Monday. Because once we get started with all the laughs, the week just goes by so much easier.
Yeah, that's true. And then I'm like, man, fuck these guys. I don't want to see them like midweek.
Why not?
Because I'm probably going to see Jerky in the weekend and shit. That's
true.
Fucking Victorious, I'm going to see his ass at some point.
And it goes quick.
Yeah,
it goes quick.
Fucking quick as fuck.
Yeah. But so Monday's perfect.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's not perfect. It's just right.
It won't hurt you. shit.
No, we can make fucking t-shirts and sell those.
That shit is fucking perfect.
Ask the fellas.
Ask the fellas t-shirts, man.
But we also have that fucking the medium dick one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, when you go back, start writing shit down.
You know that's not going to happen.
Man.
Dude, we've been drinking this whole time.
All right, but when you're fucking editing the episode.
True, I get to remember.
Right.
Yeah,
and
you're
just
right.
Write shit down for t-shirt ideas.
We could have been millionaires already, huh?
Could have.
Seriously, instead of being fucking zero-naires.
We're zero-naires.
We're thousand-naires. We're thousand-naires.
We're thousand-naires. Just don't ask us for a second date.
I know. Shit, man. Oh, man. Hey, good time, folks.
Yeah.
I'll see you motherfuckers next week.
Really?
Yes.
Will you?
Yeah, he says.
Well, let me look at my schedule.
Oh, he said.
Listen, the people want to know if you're going to be here.
The people.
Because otherwise, they want to plan their week around us. Man.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Listeners, people.
Just people.
You know what? People.
People. That sounds weird as fuck.
It does, man.
All right. You know what? I'm going to make this promise to the people.
The people.
Barlos will be here next week.
Oh, thank you.
I 100% guarantee it.
Whoa.
That's a big guarantee.
That's too much. Yeah.
No, it's a medium dick guarantee.
Medium dick stamp of approval.
I'm going to take out a life insurance policy on that guarantee.
Oh, man. With that said, zip it up and zip it down, motherfucker.
Man. I'm sure they're going to appreciate this fucking episode, man. Cause
they better.
People fucking miss it, bro. Like I always forget. I'm like, people don't give a fuck. But no, you get, like, once you get fucking death threats, you know that people really like our show, bro.
Death threats. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Like, these motherfuckers. I'm like, bro, I don't even like tattoos. Like, what the fuck? Like, it wasn't me. But it's something that. That we enjoy, and you know, and I'm glad you guys enjoy it.
You know what I enjoyed today?
What's up, man?
The mezcal, bro.
The mezcal here, bro.
This fucking thing is amazing.
That shit fucking.
Who brought it, Barlos?
Barlos brought it.
Of course.
But what kind was it?
I gotta bring a gift, you know?
No, listen.
What was it?
I ain't walking in here with fucking big dick energy.
medium.
We gotta make medium dick happen, bro.
Medium dick energy sounds pretty fucking good, doesn't
it? Hell yeah.
And then there's my bottles of mezcal here. I know, but for some reason, you just bypass them and right. you come straight to
what,
the studio.
What kind of mezcal was it?
Dude, today we have a Madre Mezcal Espadil. Fucking
ooh.
Delicious bottle. Fucking, I've been drinking this shit for the last month.
Really?
Obviously, I'm not fucking getting drunk off of it because I'm just sipping that shit because you gotta enjoy this shit.
Yeah, you know?
I'm gonna post up a picture. You guys will see it. You know, I'll make sure you guys know that we're recording this.
It was a fun mezcal. It really kind of added to the energy of
hell yeah.
It was, man.
Hell yeah. I'm fucking wasted right now.
Well, we got a lot of, like, fucking pending stuff going on in this episode. I think that shit, like, fucking opened up our fucking brains, bro.
Yeah, all that fucking pounding, right?
Yeah.
All that medium dick energy, bro.
That's true.
You know what? I think medium dick energy is better than fucking big dick energy.
I think so, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And it may hurt less.
Fuck you, Victorious.
It's okay. All
right. I don't appreciate the smirk when you said that.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going to join your team, and I'm going to cut off 3 inches. All right, man. We got a little reviewer question on Spotify, man. It was from 2 weeks ago. We're just looking at it now. And it was from David Lopez. Dave Lopez, 80.
Wait. Hold on. That sounds familiar. Who is that guy?
That's fucking Pops.
That is Pops.
That's Pops.
From the
Chicanoish podcast.
What's up, Pops?
Yo, Pops. Oh, man. So it was back on an episode when we were talking about Tequisa. Tequisa. Bro, that was my absolute favorite beer ever. You know, fucking Pops. Explorer. What is it? Open up your horizons. Is that some fucking word?
Yeah.
That's how you say it?
Yeah.
Right. Is that an episode I wasn't here?
Yeah, you weren't here. That was just when it was just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
You guys seriously sung that song?
Yeah, of course. That was half the fucking episode, bro.
We had to make up some time.
He said, this episode was so relatable to me.
Cherokee and Victorious, y'all know Watts. Watts spelled W-A-T-T-S. He used to be from Watts before he got sent to his Uncle Phil's house.
He got deported to East Wisconsin.
He's there for real. Yeah, man. Shout out to Pops and Chicanoish, man.
Shout out, fellas.
Yeah, fucking. And those are some day one listeners, man. For sure. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee. Ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I got a little movie, man. And it's kind of for, like, the people that didn't know their father when they were young.
Wow. Wait. Why are you looking at Barlow's?
You're such an asshole.
What?
You're looking directly at Barlow's. You could have been
fucking. So he may become.
I did not make you come. I did not make you come.
He's like, well, you don't know that yet. So you may be come here to record this episode.
Oh, yeah.
So that you can throw that.
No.
I did not grow up with a father.
I just happened to watch this movie.
You reopen the wound, bro.
I just happened to watch this movie this weekend, and I thought you would like it because it was about somebody that just met their father after 20 years, and they went on a cruise together, and you just came back from a cruise.
Why would I even have a good time with that?
You like your cruise!
Yes, but why the fuck would I have a good time with my absent father of 20 fucking years?
Bro, don't you like drinking?
Yeah.
Okay. You like having a good time on a cruise?
Yeah.
And you like, just getting off on the, at Cancun or wherever the fuck you get off and have a good time?
Yeah.
Bro, it was very relatable to you.
Okay.
Wait, this is the one with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
No.
That's Gay Cruise.
Gay Cruise. That's called Gay Cruise.
This is a movie by Kristen Bell.
Okay.
Very, very cute.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell. And you were talking about
the girl.
Yes, the girl.
I thought he meant Kristen Bell.
Batman.
Not only that, you like girls that are 4'10", and she's probably like 4'10".
What?
Know? Yeah, 4'11". I don't know.
Like her cervix is probably like 4 inches from her.
Right.
Good enough for medium dick.
Yeah. Is it her pussy is just right.
It won't hurt.
And her father is Kelsey Grammer. Ah. And I think you look a little like Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer?
That's the, not Seinfeld. Right.
He's on Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey
No, but
Grammer.
He's also on another show.
Frasier.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
You have a little with the beard. You have a little Kelsey Grammer look to you.
Sure.
Very, very distinguished.
Yeah.
Victorious. Distinguished means.
No, I get that part. Okay. I get that part. It's all right. That other one you fucking said, I was like, what? No, I got distinguished.
Okay.
He's like, it's the opposite of extinguished, right?
I was like, yeah, like a fire extinguisher and shit. We all right. Yeah, fuck you guys.
But this movie was amazing, man. Right. It really didn't. I didn't have any expectations for it because this is a 2018 movie.
Oh, shit.
And I just discovered it because of Netflix.
Right.
It's free, so it's you. I don't know how you say it in the other way. But yeah. It's a movie where a woman reconnects with her dad after 20 years or something. Uh-huh. And they get fucking. I don't want to give it away.
They get plastered and they fuck all night. Huh?
No.
Oh, wait. What was the name of the movie?
No, wait a minute. No. It's not a no-so question, man.
Okay.
But they do get plastered. They have a good time. Right. And, they were on a cruise. And somehow it mended their bond back to, what it should be.
What they never had.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I really liked how the movie turned out. And I recommend it for you guys to watch it. It's not one of those movies that you would say that is fast-paced, but it's a good outcome, and I think you guys will really enjoy it. So, this weekend, if you guys get to see it, think of me when you watch it.
I'm out.
Come on!
He said shots fired.
I'm out. You know what? I saw a pretty little, cool little movie this weekend.
What'd you watch, man?
Did you really?
Yeah, we watched Abigail.
Ooh. Which one's that? Oh, is that the fucking scary movie?
The vampire movie with the 13-year-old girl.
Was the father present?
He was, actually. It's a beautiful relationship.
Wow.
Yeah, she kills people. He comes in and he finishes it off and they do it together.
That's awesome.
It's an amazing, father and daughter movie.
Not wow. dysfunctional at all.
Not at all. No, not at all. One
not
bit.
At all.
You know?
No, not at all.
I mean, there was a little infighting, but otherwise, it was fine. But you know what? It was a good movie. It was funny, but it was gory. There was a lot of blood. There was a lot of, you know, gory situations. But,
okay.
But it's a funny movie.
Nice.
The story is pretty predictable, but it's a good movie. If you want to, you know, go watch a vampire movie, get away from these sappy mother-daughter, you know, mm-hmm, reunion. Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Type of shit, you know. Yeah. Go watch Abigail.
Okay.
It's in a theater.
It's something for everyone, right?
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so Barless's movie, Abigail. Jerky's movie, I Have No Daddy, right?
No. Okay. No. Like Father. It's called Like Father.
Oh, Like Father.
Like Father. Yeah. So that's kind of a stupid title. No, but anyway, man.
So with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felaz. Tenemos a Shomer. Y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto une sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta feliz. Disculpas, no tienen